twin? If there is twin?
Henry said, the rabbi's waiting for you.
But I did listen to Shir, I covered Shir, got it right.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Anyway.
The Gemara tells us, "V'tisha be'av, va Mashiach." I can share with you something that 50 years ago I learned in yeshiva with the Chavruta and Masechet Shabbat. It says "V'tisha be'av bat Mashiach." He asked me, "What does it mean?" I say it means Tavshin Ein Hei B'Mashiach. Tisha B'Av, Tavshin Ein Hei B'Av. This year, Tavshin Ein Hei, Mashiach is supposed to come. The Gemara says, Motzei Shvi'it Ben David Ba. Mashiach may come any moment, any day. But there are certain times, the Gemara says, that more likely Mashiach would come on those days. The Gemara says, Motzei Shmita. The end of Shmita, this is Shmita. It says, B'tisha be'av ba Mashiach, Tisha be'av, Tisha be'av. As if you read the word Tisha, it's Tavshin Ayin Hei. This is Tavshin Ayin Hei. So everybody says, Mashiach at the door, Mashiach at the door. So here's here in front of Tisha B'Av, this is Shabbat. The Gemara says, when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbat, Rabbi, the one who wrote the Mishnah, wanted to cancel Tisha B'Av altogether, not to postpone it to Sunday. The power of Shabbat is so big, it can cancel Tisha B'Av completely. So he says, Bikesh Rabbi, Rabbi wanted to cancel Tisha B'Av altogether, not to postpone it for Sunday. This year, it's end of Shemitah, and it's Shabbat, and it's Tavshin Ayin Hei. There's a chance when Mashiach would come, Amen.
Amen.
Comes the Mishnah and tells us that five things happen on Tisha B'Av. Not more, not less. Of course, in history, a lot of things happen on Tisha B'Av. The acquisition, Marshimam in Spain, exiled the Jews out of Spain on Tisha B'Av. First World War started on Tisha B'Av. Kirush Anglia, the Englishmen, exiled the Jews out of England on Tisha B'Av. A lot of things happened on Tisha B'Av. But of course, that's after the Mishnah. But the Mishnah says five things happened on Tisha B'Av. The first thing the Mishnah says in Masechet Ta'anit, Nigzar al Avotenu, Shelo Yikansu La'aretz. The spies that Moshe sent to check out Eretz Israel came back on the night of Tisha B'Av. And Am Israel said they don't want to go to Eretz Israel. And Hashem said, if that's the case, all of you will die in the desert. That the first thing happened on Tisha B'Av is the decree, a gzerah, for their generation not to go to Eretz Israel. The second thing, says the Gemara, the first Beit HaMikdash was destroyed on Tisha B'Av. The second Beit HaMikdash destroyed on Tisha B'Av. And then the Mishnah says, Yerushalayim, and the place of Beit HaMikdash was plowed. Means if somebody would have Googled Yerushalayim those days, you couldn't find it. There was no Yerushalayim. Google could not find it. They destroyed completely. They plowed the whole thing. Nothing. Nothing on it. Today you go in the digging, and you go to Yerushalayim today, you see what's going on. Yerushalayim was really underneath. And what they did is they brought field, and they filled up the whole thing with the tractors, with whatever they had, those kind of machines they had. They have tractors, but they were pushing the tractors with no engine. People used to push it. So that happened on Tisha B'Av as well. Not the same year Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. A few years later, after they killed all the Jews, next all the Jews, then they came, they brought field, sand and rocks, and filled up everything. And you see today clearly, when they start digging, you see the whole town is down underneath. So it happened on Tisha B'Av as well. What does it mean exactly? And the fifth thing says the Mishnah, that they killed and destroyed the city of Beitar. The millions of Jews lived in Beitar together with Bar Kokhba, Dr. Bar Kiba, said he is Mashiach. That on Tisha B'Av, the Romans were able to enter Beitar. Beitar had a wall, and the Romans made a siege. And on Tisha B'Av, they were able to enter it and kill everybody, and Bar Kokhba as well. Those are the five things, not more, not less. It's interesting. Okay, we have to know the Mishnah is not a history. The Mishnah is halachot. Mishnah doesn't write stories. As well as the Rambam. The Gemara, Ravashi, says the Ari, says the Gaon of Vilna, Ravashi wrote stories in the Gemara, because all the secrets are in the stories. You read the Gemara, you see stories about this rabbi, about this chacham, this, something happened. You wonder, why did Ravashi write it? So the Ari and the Gaon, after this, the Gaon, they reveal some of the secrets in the stories. Of course, you read the story also, like you read the Chumash, you think Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, that's what the Torah means really. Torah is not a story, it means the secrets behind. The Gemara is the same way. But the Mishnah, there's no stories, there's no information, so what do you have to know? What happened on Tisha B'Av? What is the halacha? What do you want to know? What is the halacha? The halacha doesn't say in the Mishnah. The Gemara says the halacha. Don't have wine, don't have this, don't this, do this. The Mishnah says, Allah, what happened? Five things happened to Shabbat. This is Parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu repeated what happened in the desert. And he repeats the story about the spies. And Moshe revealed certain things, certain information that the Torah did not write in Parasha Shlach. Moshe said like this, V'tikrevun elai kolchem. You came, all of you, to me. So the Mishnah said, came all of you to me. Says the Gemara, what do you mean, came all of you? Why Moshe had to say that? All of you came to me. So the Gemara says, what it means is the people came towards Moshe, pushing each other. Yiladim dochafim et askenim. The young ones push the older ones, and the older ones push the Chachamim. Okay? What you need to know is this information. And then Moshe repeats, we send the spies, and they came back. And Moshe said, V'lo avitem na'alot. You didn't want to go up. It means, of course, means Eretz Yisrael. V'tamru et pi Hashem elokehem. As the Gemara hitris, when they get the Kadosh Baruch Hu, it means they said, forget about the Kadosh Baruch Hu, forget about it. They sat down in tents and said, first of all, we're not going to go, and secondly, forget about Hashem. We don't want to listen, enough is enough. We want to do Abu Dazara. Vatiragnu bo'olechem, says the Torah, Moshe says. And also, what you did is you condemn HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You say, who is this guy? Who is this entity? Why are we here? Why about us? Condemn HaKadosh, Ginu et HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara, in Maseret Shavuot, the word in the Torah, when you read the text, Vateragnu, is really made from two words. Vav, Taf, and Reish, Vatar, is from looking around. Ragnu means condemn. And then, what did you say? בסנאת השם מותן מוציאנו ממצרים, מאמיתנו במדבר. השם hates us. השם hates us. And that's why he took us out in the desert now. Now we can die in the desert. So it happened to be that Moshe counted five things what they did. The first thing he said, you all came together pushing each other. Then you said you don't want to climb up. Then you say you don't want to keep the mitzvot. And then you say that who is this entity, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You condemn HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then you said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates us. Lashon Rabbah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Actually, when you think about it, that's exactly the five things the Mishnah says what happened. It means like this. Hey, nothing happened. I said, we did it ourselves. What you did, I'll tell you what you did. What happened the first thing on the Shabbat? That generation died in the desert. Died in the desert. You know why died in the desert? Because the Mishnah says the Cheretz Kadma LeTorah. Manners are before everything. Habits are before everything. Your behaviors comes first. And then you learn Torah. What do you mean you pushed? You pushed the older ones, and the older ones pushed the Chachamim. What kind of behavior is this? That's enough not to go to Eretz Yisrael. Not enough. Gemara says, Masechet Nedarim, Gemara says, Ula was one of the Chachamim used to travel back and forth from Eretz Yisrael. Says the Gemara, he had two people, Jews, around him. So when they came back from Eretz Yisrael, they had an argument, those two people, and one took a knife and killed the other guy. But slaughtered him. And they got to Eretz Yisrael, so Ula met over there the chief and told him the story. The guy threatened Ula too. So he said, where exactly, tell me the spot it happened. Was it before you crossed the Jordan River or after? So Ula said, no, it's just before we crossed the Jordan River. I said, He quoted him and sent us in the Torah. And the curses, it says in the Torah, V'natan lecha sham lev ragaz. Over there, one of the curses. Over there, you go to exile. The Torah says, over there, you're going to be angry. You lose your temper. You can't have it in Eretz Israel. You can't live in Eretz Israel and have Bet HaMikdash and lose your temper and have no derech eretz, no manners, no good manners, no good habits. You can't go there. It's not. I'm a Jew, I'm going. You need a special visa to go to Eretz Israel. You have to behave between people. You have to behave in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with nice habits, with nice manners. You don't have those manners, you can't go there. So actually, that's what the Mishnah says. You should know that, you know, five things happen on Tisha B'Av. What's the first thing? Nigzar Avotenu says, you know why they didn't go to Eretz Israel? Gemara says, you know why they didn't go to Eretz Israel? Because they're pushing each other. You push it. What do you mean you push? You push an older person? And the older person, he's pushing Chachamim? Forget about it. That's the first thing happened. Second thing happened. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I tell you what happened. You know what happened? Velo avitem la'alot. He didn't want to go. He didn't want to go where? The Gemara says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Avraham Avinu Eretz Yisrael, Avraham Avinu said to Hashem, listen, I know what's going on. There's a place in Eretz Yisrael, it's called 500 Amal, 500 Amal, 1,000 feet by 1,000 feet. That's the place of the mountain in Bet HaMikdash was on. And Avraham Avinu told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, that's the place was designated by you. I know. If you, this place, you give it to me, then I need Eretz Yisrael. Just to have Netanya, Haifa, Herzliya, Tel Aviv, I don't need it. If you give me Yerushalayim, not Yerushalayim, the place where Bet HaMikdash is, then I want Eretz Yisrael. Don't tell me this land is mine. Just give it back to the Arabs. You don't understand. There's no Israel without it. That's called Israel. Who said it? Avraham Avinu said it. In the Gemara, in the text. You might not tell me, if you would give me that place, that mountain, I'll take Eretz Yisrael with you. If you're going to give me all Eretz Yisrael, beside this mountain, give it to those animals, I don't want it. V'lo avitem la'alot. Torah tells you, you know what happened? The second thing happened in the desert. After they were pushing, and then the spies came back, and the spies said, well, you know, it's going to be hard to capture and conquer. So he said, we're not going up. What do you mean not going up? The Torah doesn't say, you didn't want to go to Israel. You don't want to go up. So you know what up means? Man says, Eretz Yisrael gvoa mikol ha'aratzot. Eretz Yisrael is the highest. What do you mean the highest? Not true. The Rockies, we just heard, much higher. No, but the Gemara says that HaMikdash is in the highest place in Yerushalayim, and that's what Eretz Yisrael is all about. Eretz Yisrael is not Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael means the mountain that HaMikdash was on. Who said it? Avraham Avinu said it. If I don't have that mountain, I don't want nothing. Moshe Rabbeinu said, you know what he said? Velo avitem la'alot. He didn't want to go, he didn't want to climb up. He wanted to climb up to where? To that mountain. When you said you don't want to go to Israel, it doesn't mean that you didn't want to go to Israel. It means you don't want to go to that mountain. So what's the whole purpose of life? So that's what you said. That's what you said. First, Bet HaMikdash was destroyed. Very simple. So Bet HaMikdash is on that spot. So that's what you said. On Tisha B'Av, you said you don't want to go to where? Lo Avitem Na'alot, to that mountain. I don't want this mountain. Here it is. On Tisha B'Av, Beit HaMikdash will be destroyed. What's the third thing the Torah says? You say, we don't want the Torah, we don't want the mitzvot, we don't need it. I don't want it. Third Beit HaMikdash, second Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. On Tisha B'Av. On Tisha B'Av, you said, you don't want the Torah, you don't want the mitzvot. But fourth, what did you say? You condemned HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't want him. You don't want me. Or you don't want me at all. Somebody is going to come with a plow. Can't find Yerushalayim. That's exactly what the Torah says, what the Gemara says. It's not five things happened to Shavuot. It happened, all those five things that happened to Shavuot actually happened in the desert already. The root was in the desert. And eventually people did the same thing. But actually it happened already. The fifth thing was, it's not Hashem Otanu. I say, you know, Hashem hates us. Says the Gemara, Moshe told them, listen, when Moshe heard, they said that Hashem hates them. Moshe said, let me tell you a rule in life. If you say somebody hates me, it means subconscious, you hate him. Because he hates you, because he fears that you don't like him. That's why he hates you. Don't say that God hates you, Hashem hates you. No, you hate him. It's true. They just condemned him. They just say they don't want to hear keep the mitzvot. They just say they don't want to go to Beit HaMikdash. So what does it mean? You love him? If you don't love him, you wouldn't say you don't want to go to Beit HaMikdash, that you don't want to keep the mitzvot, and you wouldn't condemn him. You condemned him. You don't like him. Then you say, what? He hates me. Are you hates you? Who hates who? Who hates who? I said, I'll tell you what happened. In the city of Beta, the Gemara says Beta was destroyed years after Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. Says the Gemara, you know what had happened in Beta? The people in Beta, when Yerushalayim was destroyed, they lived in Beta. And Beta had a very strong and high wall around Beta, and the Romans could not destroy it. But the people in Beta, they heard, maybe they saw the smoke, Yerushalayim got burned, and they used to go visit Yerushalayim, and they said, good for them. Good for them. We don't like those people in Yerushalayim. Good for them. Says the Gemara, what did you say? Good for them. Here it is. Necheva betar. I said, why? Because you in the desert, you said that Hashem hates you. It means Moshe Rabbeinu said that you hate him, or you hate him. The people of betar hated people in Yerushalayim. I said, that's what happened. You know, the Gemara says, the way it says in the Torah, but the Gemara explained it on Sukkot, right after Yom Kippur, I take a lulav. They have three hadassim and two aravot. Says Dari, the three hadassim is Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and the two aravot is Moshe and Aaron. Says the Ari, says the Gemara, that David HaMelech came to fight Goliath. He went and he collected five stones. He picked up the stones and said he's going to shoot with a sling. Sling, it says. He's going to shoot Goliath with a stone. And actually he did it. He shot a stone and the stone went inside the forehead of Goliath and he fell down on the floor. But the Gemara says, the Navi says he picked up some stones. Says the Gemara, how many stones? What's the stones? The Gemara says, no, he picked up five stones. He picked up the first stone, it's Zchut Avraham Avinu. He picked up the second stone, it's Yitzchak Avinu, then Yaakov, then Moshe, and Aaron. Five. That's why we have really five fingers on every hand. Actually, Am Yisrael did the golden calf, says the Gemara, five bad angels dived in to kill all of us. So Ketzev, Charon, Af, Chema, Mashchit. And Moshe, the Gemara said, he had to deal with them. Ki Yavod, Mepnei Av, Chema. Moshe said, three of them I was able to destroy, but two I couldn't destroy right away. So then that's number five, resembled so-called tragedies. So comes Dari and says, you know, the lulav, you know, you shake the lulav, what's the kavanah? You have to shake the lulav. And says, well, Sukkot is coming up soon. And says, you know, the three hadassim is Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And the two rabot is Moshe and Aaron, the lulav is Yosef, and the trog is David HaMelech. So comes Ari and says, the Shulchan Aruch also, you should know that you should tie the lulav through the lulav like five knots. And every time you tie something, you tie it on the bottom, and you go up. I say, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron. So those are the five that really protect us. Yosef and David is a higher level already. So actually, this is really the protection that we have. So if you think like this, as you think, what is really the power of Avraham Avinu? Avraham Avinu, the Gemara says, Avraham Zaken Baba Yamin. Says the Gemara, says, what the Torah says, Avraham is old. Says the Gemara, Avraham came to Hashem and said, this is Nakadosh Baruch Hu. I see something very disturbing. And it says, I come to a store, I come to a place, I'm 100 years old. And I'm over 100. And people stand next to me, they're 14, 15, 18. We look the same. There's no such thing age before Avraham Avinu. A person 965 years old, Betush Elach, looked like a person 13 years old. No white hair, no wrinkles, nothing. The same. Person used to sneeze, and then he used to give the neshama back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No sickness, nobody had a heart attack, nobody had any sickness, there were no hospitals, nothing. Nothing. Nobody ever got sick. Until Yaakov Avinu. Until Yaakov Avinu, nobody was sick. Until Avraham Avinu, says the Gemara, nobody was aged. No such thing, the man is older. Do you know? A man 100 years old, and another man 900 years, they look exactly the same. Came Avraham to Hashem, says the Gemara, Avraham Zaken Baba Yamim. The Torah says, Avraham is old. The Gemara says, what do you mean Avraham is old? What can old? Says the Gemara, says, Avraham says, that's not right. There's no respect. If an older person, 500 years old, shame. Ever, 500 years, 600 years old, and says there's a kid next to them, to walk on the street, nobody gives respect to the older person. It's wrong. We need to have respect. Avraham was master of the heritage of kindness. So Hashem said, you know what? You're right. Let me start it with you. Next morning, Avraham got up. He needed to have glasses. He had a cane. He had wrinkles. His beard was white a little bit. Avraham came by there. So actually, that's what the Gemara means. That's the Mishnah. The Gemara says, the Torah says. It says, you want to know something what happened? I'll tell you what happened on Tisha B'Av. What happened? It says, the first thing, you know what happened? It says, no respect. Destroy the merit of Avraham. You can't say Elokei Avraham, you say Shemoneh Esrei three times a day. It says Elokei Avraham, God of Avraham. It says, what do you mean God of Avraham? I tell you what Avraham is all about. Avraham is all about respect and kindness. What do? You respect people. You know what happened? Tisha B'Av. You know what happened? Moshe said, you know what the first thing happened? The first thing what happened is, no respect. Children push older people. Older people push the Chachamim. I said, what do you mean? Means he destroyed Avraham Avinu's chut. What's the second thing happened? I said, "Velo abitem la'alot." Alot. What's la'alot mean? It's v'aleh u'shan ola. This is the power of Yitzchak Avinu that he was ola. That Avraham took him and put him on top of the altar. Where? This is where the Bet HaMikdash is going to be. That's the same altar that is going to be in Bet HaMikdash. It's the same spot. And they said, what did you say? You don't want to go over there. Who is over there? Yitzchak was over there. I don't want to. You lost Yitzchak. What else you said? You said, we don't want to learn Torah. We don't want to keep the mitzvot. Who is this? Yaakov. Until age 77 was in yeshiva, kept all the mitzvot. You don't want to be. Yaakov. Everybody's there. V'teragnu bo'olechem. You condemn the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Who is this? Well, if you condemn somebody, you can't say you nobody. Whoever condemns thinks he has authority. In America, it's called United Nations. Condemn. This is the opposite of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, you want the zchut of Moshe Rabbeinu? This is the zchut of Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Or Chaim, you know, says the Zohar, based on the Zohar, you know, Mashiach will come. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to come together with Mashiach. And I said, what is the zchut? Says Ari, the zchut of Moshe Rabbeinu is his humbleness. That's why he became so-called the shepherd, Raya Mehemna, says the Zohar. The zchut of Moshe that was able to take us out of Egypt is his humbleness. I said, your humbleness? And I says, what did you do? You see, you condemned Hashem. Condemned Hashem? This is called humbleness, or this is called pride, or this is called put somebody down. When you condemn Moshe Rabbeinu, you said, finish Aaron. Finish Moshe. What's the last thing he said? He said, listen, this is not Hashem, Otano. Moshe said, you know what? You hate him. And you said, Lashon Hara. You lost Aaron, the Kohen, Hev Shalom, Rodev Shalom. That's what happened on Tisha B'Av. So Tisha B'Av, what the Mishnah means, there's five things happen on Tisha B'Av, it means like this. It means, you know what happened on Tisha B'Av? Is you lost the Zuchut, the merit of Amtzach Yakum, Moshe, and Aaron. I mean, you cannot check the Lulav. I said, what do you mean I can't check the Lulav? Well, let me tell you the Gemara. I'll tell you what it is. The Gemara said like this. The Gemara said, when Hashem took us out of Egypt, Hashem had in mind that every month we should have a holiday. On Chodesh Nisan, Hashem gave us Pesach Rishon. Chodesh Ya, Pesach Sheni. Chodesh Sivan, Shavuot. Then Hashem had in mind to give us Rosh Hashanah on Tammuz. And Yom Kippur on Av. And Sukkot in Elul. And Shmini Atzeret Tishrei. Says the Gemara, since we did the golden calf, Hashem canceled Rosh Hashanah, canceled Yom Kippur, canceled Sukkot, and pushed them to Tishrei. That's why Tishrei, we have Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Shmini Atzeret. What's the rush here? There's no rush. Should have been every month a holiday. I said, actually, Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur are very similar. And very strange. Yom Kippur is on the 10th of Tishrei. But the Gemara says, you should eat on the 9th. And if you eat on the 9th, it's like you fasted 9 and 10. Tisha B'Av is the same thing. We fast on Tisha B'Av. Really, the Gemara says, people used to fast Tisha B'Av and 10th of Av. So the Gemara, the fire started, really, on the 9th of Av, but the fire continued on the 10th. And happened to be the same halachot, really, that we have on Yom Kippur, we have on Tisha B'Av. For example, don't wear shoes. So if you think that you don't wear shoes on Tisha B'Av, it's because you mourn, so how come you don't wear shoes on Yom Kippur? Why? What is the significance of not wearing shoes? I said, well, you can take a shower on Yom Kippur, you can't take a shower on Tisha B'Av. You can't. Well, if your hands are dirty, you'll have to wash it. But you can't just stick your hand in the water for pleasure. I said, what is my problem, Zuth? Exactly. He said, I'm not taking a whole shower. I'm not washing my hair. I just want to stick my whole hand under the water. He says, no, up to here, the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, Yom Kippur, you wash your hands up to here. The end of the fingers. Do not wash your palm. I said, what is the problem exactly? I want to know what the problem is. What is the problem exactly? Why I can't wash my hand? Why I cannot wash my face? The Gemara said, a bride is allowed to wash her face the first 30 days. Since she got married, the groom is going to look at her, so she is allowed. Okay, well, what is the problem? I don't understand. Okay, Tisha B'Av, you can tell me, I mourn. Okay, mourn. Obviously, I don't understand exactly. Why is your whole hand? What's the big deal? You tell me, listen, you take a hot shower with shampoo, or in America, what they call jacuzzi. Okay, no, so you have too much pleasure. Washing your hand, you can do? What's the problem with you? Okay, well, Tisha B'Av, you want to explain to me something? Maybe it's called something? Okay, I understand it, but on Yom Kippur? What is it? Okay, eating. Okay. I don't know exactly what it is, but okay, eating. And you can smear oil on you. What's the problem smearing oil exactly? On Yom Kippur, what's the problem exactly? What's the problem exactly? What's the problem? Why you can't put some oil on your hands on Yom Kippur? Why? Why? This is what the Gemara says, we have five things, five restriction, again five. Five things happen on Tisha B'Av. Five things Am Yisrael said in the desert. We have so-called five of the shepherds of Am Yisrael, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron. And here we have Chamisha Inuim, says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, says Shulchan Aruch, five things you cannot do on Tisha B'Av. Exactly five things on Yom Kippur. Very parallel. And obviously, it's not mourning. Because if it's mourning, you're not supposed to mourn on Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur is Shechayanu. Night of Yom Kippur is Shechayanu. So what is the problem? Comes the Gemara and says, you know, the sentence that Vayomer Hashem Salachti Kidvarecha in the Torah, in the text, it appears in Parashat Shlach. After the spies came back, and Hashem wanted to destroy Olam Yisrael. And Moshe said to Hashem, if you're going to destroy them, the nation will say, look, Hashem had no power to bring them to Eretz Yisrael. He slaughtered them. Please don't do it. The text says, Vayomer Hashem, Salachti, I forgive you. Says the Gemara, you know what? Do you know that sentence? This is Yom Kippur. This is Yom Kippur. This was Yom Kippur. This was Tisha B'Av. In the Torah, the text doesn't say anything about Yom Kippur. Yom Slicha, Yom Kippur is the day of forgiveness. How do you apply it? Well, I tell you, when the spies came back, they came back on Tisha B'Av. And then Hashem wanted to kill all of us, and Moshe prayed to Hashem, and Hashem said, I forgive you. I forgive, like you told me. And then the Gemara says, you know what? Yom Kippur, Yom Slicha. What Yom Kippur, Yom Slicha? How do you get this? I said, well, Hashem said, I forgive. No, Hashem said, I forgive on Tisha B'Av. Because you see, Yom Kippur should have been the same day of Tisha B'Av. Just we did the golden calf. Hashem pushed it. So actually, Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur is the same idea. The idea is a kapara. The idea is a kapara on what he did in the desert, the spies. So Yom Kippur is so called an extension. If he didn't do it on Tisha B'Av, he did it on Yom Kippur. But what you got to do? Say what I got to do. I says, you know, the information that you have about Abraham Avinu. It says the three angels came, God rest like people, came to Avraham Avinu's house. The first thing he told them, he said, listen, you go under the tree, v'rachatzu raglechem. He says, you have to be kind to the guests, kind to people, offer them to wash hands. V'rachatzu raglechem. Gemara says, because Avraham Avinu said, v'rachatzu raglechem, that's why we had water in the desert for 40 years. Says the Gemara, and that's why when Mashiach will come, Tzumahem Chaim Yerushalayim. And Navi says, you know, you want to know the sign of Mashiach? Water will gush out from the place of Bet HaMikdash all the way down to Yam HaMelech, to the Dead Sea. This is the significance of washing was Avraham Avinu. He says, remember what you did? You were pushing each other. You had no respect for anybody. Look, Avraham Avinu had respect for people that came off the street. And the hot day, few hundred degrees, and he says, what does he do? The man is almost 100 years old, he's 99 years old. What does he do? He runs around to look for guests. He said, what's the first thing he offers them? I said, I'll give you water to wash your feet. I said, of course, it means also Avodah Zarah, the Gemara says. But the Gemara says, nevertheless, the Gemara says, the kindness of Avraham Avinu to them generated, the Gemara says, water in the desert, water in Eretz Israel. As the Torah tells us in Eretz Israel that they had springs and water. And Hashem Elokecha ba, Rashishna Rachid Shana, Ayanotu Tomod Yotzim Babaka Ubar. So many springs and water in Eretz Israel. He says, what is the zchut? Avraham Avinu. Mashiach bezchut Avraham Avinu. How do you know Mashiach is going to come? Expect water coming out from that mountain. And a lot of water towards Yom HaMelech Yom HaShem. So what is this? Avraham Avinu says, let me tell you something. Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur both is the same. It says, don't wash. Don't wash your hand. He said, why can't I wash my hand? Why? said that to remind you something. The damage that was done in the desert, that you were pushing each other, you damaged the zchut of Avraham Avinu. Because now, you have to do teshuva for this. You have to be polite. I'm very polite. I said, listen. Don't wash your hands, don't wash your body. Not Yom Kippur, not Tisha B'Av. It's the same concept exactly. It's so called to re-bring back the zechut of Avraham Avinu. And they tell you, take off your shoes. Take off my shoes. What is the problem with my shoes exactly on Yom Kippur? Why can't I have shoes? So, where do you find the first time shoes in the Torah? Moshe Rabbeinu. Shal na'alecha me'al raglecha. Says the Gemara, you should know, a person, the Gemara says a statement. It's a secret, but the Gemara says, a person should sell all his belongings and buy shoes. The most important, of course, clothing is number one, to cover ourselves. But after that, what do you want to do with the money? He says, how much money you have? And he says, $20. Go, Macy's, buy yourself a pair of shoes. He said, what are you talking about? I can go barefoot. At $20, I should buy something else. No, the Gemara says. Person should sell everything that he has in order to have shoes. It's a secret. So shoes hide something, gives dignity or something. Moshe meets a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem tells him, take off your shoes. I said, take off my shoes? Why take off my shoes? Why should I take off my shoes? What's the problem? I said, the place is holy. What's so holy about it now? Hashem will give the Torah later. Nothing is now. Nothing is now. Take off the shoes is kind of humbleness that you know about. It's in the Hamikdash, the Kohanim were not allowed to have shoes on. That's why the Machshimam, the Arabs, constantly take the shoes off. Because it shows respect. It says, this is Moshe Rabbeinu. I said, you know what you did? You condemned the Kadosh Baruch Hu. I says, now you can have no shoes. He says, the most important thing is to have shoes. You haven't got no shoes. You haven't got no shoes. In order to acquire, to show a Kadosh Baruch Hu, yes, I'm sorry for my pride. I'm sorry that we condemned the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Let's say a second thing. And, of course, Tisha B'Av, you have to be pure. You have to stay away from the wife. I say, this is Yaakov Avinu. Im tanel bnotai, kochi bereshit honi. It's the zechut of Yaakov Avinu. You have to restore the zechut of Yaakov. Says Shul Gemara, says the Mishnah, says Shulchan Aruch. Restriction. You got to be extra pure on Yom Kippur. I says, what is this? This is to remind you that you want to restore Yaakov Avinu. Because you said in the desert you said, yet you don't want to keep the mitzvot. In the desert, you said it. So now, this is the third restriction. He says, don't. He says, don't eat. He said, why can't it eat? Well, what's the problem exactly? Actually, the Gemara says, you know, the concept of eating in the Torah, you look, is only about sacrifices. The only other time it says about matzot. Ba'er tochlu matzot. But the Torah says, you eat the matzah with a sacrifice. That's the only time. It's not such thing. I'm going to dinner, I'm going to lunch, brunch, breakfast, supper. No such thing. Sacrifice is holy food. Who is this? Aron HaKohen. That a person has to achieve Aron HaKohen because Aron HaKohen was Hohev Shalom, Hodev Shalom. He was designated to be Kohen Gadol. Rachav Esamach Belibo says the Gemara, Aron was very pure heart. Only wanted to make peace. What did you do in the desert? You fought with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You said Hashem hates us. Actually, Moshe Rabbeinu said, no, you hate him. Actually, that's what happened. The Beit HaMikdash was destroyed because of you. What did you do? Sinat Chinam. Sinat Chinam. Here, Aron HaKohen. I said, what is this? I said, you cannot eat anything. I said, why I can't eat? What's the problem? I said, no, to remind you, eating is Aron HaKohen. And it's the zechut of Yitzchak Avinu, you can smear oil on you. The zechut of oil is a secret, all it is. I said, so the five things that we are not allowed to do on Tisha B'Av is only to remind us what did happen on Tisha B'Av. And this is what the Mishnah writes. It's not, look what happened to Tisha B'Av, five things happened. No, you don't understand. You have to understand why those things happened. Then you look into Chumash, and you know why those things didn't happen. And then what did it cause? It caused that we lost Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron. It says, what has? What do you got to do? How I'm going to do it? I'm going to fix it. But Chachamim said, those are the five things that Shulchan Aruch said. Chachamim said, people, you know, take it easy. He said, Tisha B'Av, this, I said, shoes, what shoes? What shoe? Who cares about shoes so much? What do you mean does make a shoe? What does make this? I wash my hand. What wash my hand? What's the big deal? I have to wash my hand only to the end of the fingers. What kind of halacha is this? I said, that's how you correct it. That's what the Mishnah said. That's what the Gemara means. That if you correct it, if you do the Chamesh Taniyot, the five things, the restriction, five things, then you correct, you correct what the nation said. And then, that the Mishnah said, Tishavev Bamashiach. Then the Gemara said, Tishavev Hashem designate a person to be Mashiach and inject inside him Tishmat Mashiach, if not before. And I said, why Tishavev? What is this? But Tishavev is like Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur should have been on the day of Tishavev. It was postponed. But if you do the job, the Tishavev becomes Yom Kippur. As the Rambam says in his commentary, that, you know, the power of the Tanit is a kapara, is a complete forgiveness. But Tisha B'Av is the highest. It's the highest because it's exactly like Yom Kippur. Then the Gemara says, Tisha B'Av, Yom Mashiach, Rabbi Minam. Amen.